we've got Grace Williams with us again this week, well-known naturopath and herbalist. Sounds so interesting. What are some of the natural products or supplements that can be helpful to support detoxification?
If we look at herbal medicines, we would have to consider the most effective herbs, and they would be chosen from St. Mary's thistle, globe artichoke, dandelion root, ginger, and probably schisandra. Herbal teas also have a large part to play in your detox journey. I find that green tea is useful, and also red clover and nettle. Many people don't drink enough pure water, but will drink a cup of tea, so I tend to encourage this. Supplements can also offer liver detoxification support. A full spectrum multi formulated from purely food sourced ingredients and which also contains essential minerals like zinc and magnesium. And don't forget our antioxidants, selenium, resveratrol, astaxanthin. Get good advice from your natural therapist as to your best choices. For absolute ease and good results, Pinot Cleanse is a good choice again. It's just selected from the retail off shelf. Just pick it up. It does a great job and it's easy to fit into your daily regime. Flushes out waste products and parasites, and it's a straightforward, effective herbal cleanser for your liver and intestinal tract. Now, I know I've focused largely on the liver, but the liver is the metabolic powerhouse of the body. When toxins are being released into the circulatory system from different tissues and organs, the liver leads the way through the process. It works hard to filter and recycle the blood, but it also has enormous capacity to hold on to toxins. However, given support through some dietary changes, gentle cleansing and probiotics, it will be happy to release them. If we have a healthy liver that is doing a good job for you, the rest of your body will say a resounding thank you.
So, are there any risks involved with trying a detox?
I don't believe so, but while just about everyone can benefit from detoxification, you may know someone who has had a bad reaction while detoxing, or perhaps you yourself have experienced a bad reaction. This could have been in the form of headaches, digestive distress, fever, or worse. Most of us will have heard of a healing crisis, which is said to explain these unpleasant reactions. Really, this mostly means that the cleanse is just too intense and we need to back off. What we aim to do is to create healing spaces where we slowly make room for the natural process of cleansing and regeneration to occur. So, slowly does it. Take your time. Gently peel away the unwanted accumulations. Once again, your body's going to see it.
Well, thank you, Grace. If you've got any questions for Grace, you can send them to sunshinefm.com.au. You're a powerhouse of knowledge. Thanks for joining us.